She is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
Coffin catch up. We have finally made it to October, which is super exciting. I said this in Discord. If you're not in there, you can join through the benefits page. If the link doesn't work, you can always message me and I will give you a link. Having said that, my point is it is hot today. We are in like a two-day heat wave and then it goes back down to fall temperatures. I don't know why, to be 100% honest with you, but you know, that's where we're at, so I'm rocking with it. Plus, I wanted to get this out and kind of update you on what's going on, what we're doing this month, you know, all of that jazz. So, let's just jump right into it. This month's spooky save for work, I let you guys vote on some stories that are under Creative Commons license so I can read them without getting copyright striked. So let me see. Okay, so what ended up winning, I had to double check my notes. Sorry about that. So what ended up winning was The Beast in the Cave by Lovecraft. I've actually never read this story, so I'm going to be going into it blind with you. I'm also not sure how long it is, so if it ends up being pretty long, I will split it between this month and next month. So there's that. Okay. The Tales from the Truth is here. I've narrowed it down to two. I'm deciding on which I want to use. And I might end up merging them because they are slightly similar. But we'll see. We'll see. Other stuff, your polls are still up. They will be up for your voting pleasure until I believe the 5th. I think the 5th, it might be the 6th. So go ahead and vote for those. So let's run over it ties into it, so the exclusives. So now at Snake Lit and Up, you get an improv tag audio, you get a monthly exclusive, you get spooky safer work, and then two pre-Reddits a month. This month is exciting because one of them is going to be the other mother, mommy dom thing that I wrote for myself. That's my big Halloween audio. So here I am, I'm announcing it. I have other stuff in the works. I wrote a collab for me and Boots. I probably will just release that straight to Reddit, but I don't know because there's two other things, including the other mother stuff that I want to release here. So you'll get to hear that before it goes up on Reddit. That is going to be like my actual Halloween audio, I think. Yeah, it is, because the other stuff I have planned will be sprinkled throughout the month. So that's going to be the main audio. I wrote it for myself. I'm going to make it really immersive, so I'm spending a lot of time editing it. Speaking of series, Beastly is officially live on Reddit. It's doing really well for being as, you know, kind of dark as it is. So I really hope you guys enjoyed getting to listen to all five parts of that before anybody else did, which is, in my opinion, pretty cool. I would love to have something like that. And LSI is master. I will definitely be going back to him sometime soon and getting more scripts because I love them. They're always just exactly what I want. So if you're not already following LSI, you should be, and give him lots and lots of praise for Beastly because it was a ton of fun and I'm so pleased with how it came out. Okay. Okay, so then let's move on to Boom Slang, which is $5 and up. You guys get a second exclusive, so that's two. And you also get Tales from the Truth is here, Spooky Saver Work, all the other stuff. Now, Python and Up Now, I added that extra exclusive, which is whatever doesn't win in the Boom Slang poll. And they're both, I always try and make them equally good. Like, it's one is not superior to the other, so that there's like a loser. I'm literally just letting you pick what you want. So that goes for Python and up. So if you're at the $10 level, you get 3 exclusives a month. And if you know from the other ones, they normally run to 25 to 30 minutes, sometimes longer. So that's quite a bit. You also get improv tags. I've been doing this for a few months that Pythons and up get 2, and then Vipers and up get 3. So realistically, there's a lot of content to be had, and there's a lot of content to be had even at the lower levels. I try and make it as fair as possible, so you definitely get to get a good chunk, a good part of your money's worth. And then obviously the higher up you go, I really, really fucking appreciate it because it helps me really stay on track with myself. And I like to add new things. And now that I'm at a comfortable producing rate of content and organizing myself, I feel confident in offering more and more stuff to the higher tiers. Coming up next month, I will be returning to doing like girlfriendy kind of safer work stuff, and that will be for $3 and up. So that's an extra audio, because next month is important. Next month, my Patreon turns 2 years old, and that's a big milestone. I'm going to have you guys help me. We will build an audio together. I will do polls through the whole process, and it's going to be made by you for me to record. Also coming up in more months, I'm going to do some more kind of Dommy stuff. I play a sub all the time, and I'm going to kind of make it even so that if you're not really into one and you might be into the other, you have something extra to listen to. If you kind of fall in the middle, then you can listen to both, but there's something for everyone. That's just ideas that I'm having. Spooky stuff for this month. Again, the polls, I made them as diverse. I tried to throw in some like monsters that like I don't see as often. I love being a ghost, so I added those in just because it's so much fun to play with that voice changer. I mean, sorry, not sorry. Okay, going back to tiers for a second. Sorry I'm jumping around a bunch, but my notes really jumbled because yesterday I was out for like 5 hours running errands and paying bills, and it completely frazzled me and shot my brain. So the new tier is up. I added the Dark Lord tier because I had had people ask me in the past if I would ever do another tier that's just for support. And that's what that is, because if you're on the $100 level, you get all of those benefits, but it's just like, hey, I wanted to throw you some extra cash. I really like what you do. Here's this. That's all that is. It's not getting anything extra. It's literally just an extra support tier. And it's one of those things that I imagine somebody might join for a month and then leave and then come back and then leave, whatever. It also makes it easier if you ever wanted to tip me. Like if I'm ever doing something and I'm like, damn, I'm really trying to meet this goal and you want to tip me, that's a tip thing. You're more than welcome to do that. I'm just throwing out options. I'm not asking for it. I'm literally just telling you why I put it there. What else? For Halloween itself, I have a surprise audio that I will release to all tiers. It's kind of like a trick or treat bag. So whether you're spending $1 or $100 or $200 now, you will be getting a treat bag. So it'll be like an audio. And maybe something else. I don't know. But I like to celebrate the spooky season. Also, I want to do some like spooky movies in Discord this month at little intervals. I was going to try and start up my spooky Twitch thing again, but we'll see how that goes because I'm just really busy. I would love to be able to do that more often. I might just do it sporadically and not put myself on a schedule because I think I'll enjoy it more if I'm not on a schedule. So sometime this month, I will do a spooky Twitch stream because I do still want to do like spooky stories and stuff. So keep an eye out for that. Like I said, I think I'm just going to do a not schedule. That works better for me in the long run. And then people aren't like disappointed if I don't do it. Okay. So I've mentioned polls, which I've already linked in a post, but I will link them again in this. I'm going through my notes, trying to see if there's anything else that I wanted to add in. Oh, I really per usual, but I'm making it a bigger thing because I can see my 2-year anniversary in the like mirror coming up. Or in the window, sorry, not the mirror, that would be behind me. Wow, I need more caffeine. This is a big deal. I really never thought that I would get the hang of it. I never really imagined that it would go further than it has, and it has, and I can do this full time now, and I really love it. So thank you. I'm really pushing to meet some of my own personal milestones. I would love in the next few months to reach 200 patrons so that I can get that 3DO mic so I can make new stuff for you guys that's like really fun, and I would love to branch out and do like sleep stuff. I love ASMR. I really do. Also, if I have one of those, I think I can stream on Patreon or put videos, and I would be more than happy to make videos, like sleepy time ASMR videos, because I'm the bitch that has some of the little ASMR toys because I love that. I love getting the ear tingles. Oh, it's amazing. Anyway, I have lots and lots of ideas and milestones and things coming up. This time of the year is always my favorite. Fall is my favorite, but also it's always a nice little chunk of my own kind of like personal achievements. It's always going to be my Patreon birthday. It's always a time when I'm reflecting on how much stuff that I've done. So it's kind of a big deal. So thank you for being here. Thank you for believing in me enough to support me, whether you do it at $1 or $100 or above that now. I really appreciate it. Everything in between. It's helped me get the new microphone that I use all the time now, soundproofing, pay my bills, buy me groceries, everything. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Let's have a really spooky and fun October. I am so pumped. This is the season that always makes me feel rejuvenated. I love that my birthday is in summer, but I actually am not a big summer fan. Fall is when I'm the most creative. It's when I feel the most centered. So thanks for being along for the ride with me. I appreciate the fuck out of you, and thank you for listening to me moan into a microphone or say really lewd things or just be a crazy bitch in these coffin catch-ups. Anyway, please have a great day, be kind to yourself, and I will see you this coming week with the end of the polls. Also, I am working on something at the moment, so I might have a little preview for you this weekend, but we'll see. Anyway, lots of fun stuff to come. Thank you for being here. If you have any questions, my messages are always open to you guys. Again, you can join my Discord server, and I have my Discord is private, but I have a separate room away from, like, you know, all the random chat. So there's different rooms for like movies and pictures and stuff, but I have a specific room just for patrons. You can always ask me questions in there, or my DMs are open to patrons. And I'm just going to put this out there, being respectful. Okay. Let's be respectfully of each other. But if you cannot join, because sometimes that link is wonky, please send me a message. I will get you in. Having said that, I'm going to go get some things done. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and I will see you soon. Bye.